This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, welcome to House Guest, where we chat with the awesome people and groups making a difference in our community, all from our non-profit home base at Dunedin Community House.
Well, what happens when you have an issue with your bank that you can't resolve? The Banking Ombudsman Scheme might be your next port of call. And here in Otipoti Dunedin, at Dunedin Community House, we're going to have an opportunity to find out more about that scheme on Wednesday the 17th of September. We thought we'd explore that a little bit more now with Virgilin Kataiok, one of the investigators with the scheme, who joins us on the line now. Kia ora, nice to have you with us.
Kia ora, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Now, I imagine there's a lot of people out there who won't even know that this service exists. So maybe we could start with a little bit of an overview. How would you describe what the Banking Ombudsman Scheme is there to do?
Absolutely. So we're a free and independent dispute resolution scheme. So what we try and do is resolve disputes between customers and banks. What we like to say is that our service is free, it's fair, and hopefully easy to use. We're independent of banks and customers and the government. So what we're really there to do is, what I like to say anyway, is to provide that initial conversation between the bank and the customers and put them in touch with each other. And if not, then we're here to guide people at the very first step. And if that doesn't also work through, then we're there to provide independent decision as to the complaint.
It's a very much a changing world, isn't it, in terms of the way we engage with banks. And I imagine, you know, over the years you've probably seen that reflected in the kinds of issues that come up. For example, we used to be able to just wander in and do a face-to-face conversation with someone at a bank. That's not so easy anymore.
No, not anymore. Yeah, especially with, you know, changing. I know one of the more prevalent things that we've seen are the closure of branches, different, you know, limited times with branches and things like that. And I know there's still people who call us about checks and things like that, but also internet banking and all those different savvy products that different banks offer nowadays, too.
Now, I know the first thing you're going to suggest is if I have an issue with my bank, I should initially take it up with them. Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. We always say, you know, it's good to have that first conversation with the banks and to have that initial opportunity to try and raise some of your concerns and for the bank to get an opportunity to address those concerns. But you know, it can be a complicated process when you're raising complaints and have issues, and you don't always luck out in terms of getting into contact with the right people. And so sometimes that's where we can be most helpful at the very early stage.
Mm. Now, I imagine the range of issues that come up are quite diverse, but what most commonly are you seeing?
That's a really good question. It's definitely in the last year has been, you know, scams. That's gotten quite sophisticated and quite kind of prevalent. I know sometimes we have also seen some financial hardships and difficulties, and those are always quite difficult to have to wade through depending on where people are at in that journey.
Yeah. They are getting more sophisticated, aren't they? And so, therefore, when it comes to your relationship with your bank, presumably the issues or the complaints might arise out of whether a bank might help you out in terms of covering you for something you've lost, for example.
When it comes to scams?
Yeah.
It definitely depends on what the situation is. There is this thing that we call, the banks all commit to the code of banking practice, and there is an online fraud guarantee within that code of banking practice that kind of dictate what banks' obligations are in terms of reimbursement or not. So that's kind of what we look at and what we consider on whether, you know, when people are victims of scams, whether the bank should reimburse them or not.
When that kind of thing occurs, when there's been a loss, say, to a scam, some people might go, oh, look, it's $150. It's just not worth my time pursuing. Is it any kind of criteria in terms of how large or small the Banking Ombudsman's service can be when it comes to matters of loss?
Absolutely not in terms of, you know, minimum, but we do have a limit of $500,000 in terms of the amount that we can consider with our office.
Is it useful for people to have a lawyer if they want to engage, if they can't resolve things with their bank, or is the ombudsman scheme enabling them to navigate that process without legal assistance?
Absolutely. You don't need a lawyer or any legal representative when you're navigating through our process and the bank's internal complaints process as well. What we're really hoping to provide to customers is that support in navigating through the process and providing guidance in terms of what the bank provides in terms of response to them when they raise a complaint. So definitely do not need a lawyer to navigate through our process.
What kind of success rate do you have in terms of bringing the parties to agreement?
That's a great question, and that might be something we have to check with our data team. But in terms of the banking ombudsman scheme, our process is twofold. The first process is the early resolution stage. And I know that we usually resolve 95% of our complaints in that early stage. And more of the complicated, more complex cases that need to be considered formally, that's the 5% that kind of go through the investigations team and just needs a little bit more of time. And that's where we independently investigate the complaint, gather information from both parties, and provide a decision or an outcome for that.
It's great that we're having this conversation, but as I said at the outset, many of us might not even know that this scheme exists. Are banks forthcoming, do you find, in telling their clients, well, look, I'm sorry, we haven't come to an agreement, here's an alternative path?
Absolutely, yeah. And it is one of those requirements for the banks to be able to also tell parties about us. I know that there are a bunch of pamphlets and information in some of the branches. I know in some letters as well that when customers get sent those are also included in there. But definitely when customers have raised concerns with the banks should be providing our information and letting them know about our service and how we can help.
Is there any kind of statute of limitations? What period within which must we bring a matter to the ombudsman if it's arisen with our bank?
Within 6 years is according to our terms of reference. We can consider things, matters within 6 years, things that the customer should have known, things that have happened within 6 years are usually things that we can consider. That's our jurisdiction according to our terms of reference.
Okay.
But obviously we encourage people to get in contact as soon as possible.
You'll be operating under systems that provide for confidentiality, I imagine?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, so here we have an opportunity for people in Otipoti, Dunedin, to find out a little bit more. You are coming and running a session at Dunedin Community House, as I mentioned at the outset. What is the plan for that session?
Absolutely. So the Banking Ombudsman Scheme, in collaboration with Utilities Disputes, are going to be heading over to Dunedin Community House to host what we have called a Bring a Bill / Bring a Bank issue. It's really an opportunity to meet, you know, our complaint investigators from both the Banking Ombudsman Scheme and UDL to ask questions, share your concerns, and really for us as well to learn how we can support people in their community. It's open to individuals and community organizations.
Is it a session that you'd want people to attend from the outset, or will it be like a drop-in situation?
It will be a drop-in situation, but, you know, obviously we'll be happy to have people come in, and the more time we have with people, the better.
How long do you expect the session to last on Wednesday, the 17th of September?
So it will be starting at 2:15 p.m. until 4 p.m.
Is it helpful for you to have heard in advance if people want to come along?
No, absolutely not. Just you can drop in and see if it's worth your time. absolutely don't need to RSVP or anything like that.
From those who attend, I guess they'll ask all the questions that they want to ask. Is the service also looking at this as a way of learning more about what kinds of areas it needs to put its emphasis on in terms of public education and so forth?
Absolutely, yeah. This is a great opportunity for us to obviously raise awareness of our service, but we're really keen to hear directly from locals about their banking and utility issues.
Who have you extended invitations to?
We've extended a lot to our invitation to a lot of community organizations. We were actually referred to Community House by the Citizens Advice Bureau. So that kind of, organizations that are really, it's groups that are already working really closely with the community.
So I guess it's helpful for you to come into the center of a city for a facility like Dunedin Community House, which is the base of operations for a number of social service agencies and community groups and pretty close to all the businesses in town as well.
Absolutely. It's a real hub of grassroots support, so we're really excited to be there.
For anyone who wants to find out more about that opportunity or indeed about your scheme, what's the best thing to do?
They can contact us on the phone. Our number is 0800-805-950. You'll hear from our early resolution team when you pick up the phone. They are always really helpful to provide information about our service and our complaints process, but you are also welcome to send us an email at help@bankomb.org.nz. And we also are quite responsive that way. Anything else, people are welcome to visit our website, www.bankomb.org.nz.
Great to talk with you this morning.
Thank you so much for your time, Jeff.
From the Banking Ombudsman Scheme. Enjoy your trip, and we look forward to welcoming you to the city. I hope it's really valuable for you and, of course, to those who head along for the session. Thanks for joining us for House Guest today.
Thank you for your time, Jeff.
Dunedin Community House is a shared home for non-profits in the heart of Dunedin at 43 Princes Street, just off the Octagon. Are you interested in delivering for your community and need a desk, an office, storage or meeting space? Get in touch with us at Dunedin Community House on 03 471 6150. Email info@dch.org.nz or visit dch.org.nz for more information. We'd love you to join our community.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.